This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Joe.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you. Well, I know I am. Lima is, too. I don't know about these circumstances now, because, I mean, we were having a great big Cavs celebration yesterday right in the face of, you know, bad Browns Monday. And Now we're kind of like, well, what are we going to do with Evan Mobley? So what's the latest you might have heard as of right now with Evan Mobley?
Yeah, I just checked before I came on, and there's no word yet. The MRI is this morning, and it's frustrating. I have to say it. And there was a story that I wrote last year in the sort of pandemic forgotten season. People didn't really read it, but it said that over the last three seasons, and obviously this doesn't count this season, but over the last three seasons, there were two teams in the NBA who were hurt more than any other team. And it was the Cavs and the Bulls. And now you're starting a fourth year, and in addition to the two COVID guys, Colin tears his meniscus, Okoro missed games, and now this. I mean, you know, it could be a bump. He could play tomorrow. I don't know, but you've got your star rookie going for an MRI, and it's just, you know, I think at some point, and this is where it gets tricky, because the Cavs team doctors are the Cleveland Clinic. And it's really hard to argue against the quality of care for those from that organization. It really is. And I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the one to say that they're not doing it well. But when you have another year in which they're actually not trying to tank, and the team is still suffering these kinds of injuries after three plus seasons of the same thing, like, I would encourage, if they're not doing it already, somebody over there in Independence to take a deeper look into what is going on with these injuries and what more can be done to prevent them. Because, you know, once again, we're off to another start here where the Cavs have just faced an inordinate amount of injuries.
Well, Colin Sexton, we haven't heard much about a timetable at all. I know now there's a new cottage industry of social media doctors who come on and they just espouse, hey, here's a timetable. It's like, I have no idea if this is accurate or what. We went through this with Baker Mayfield, obviously, earlier this year. Seemed like everybody was wrong. So given the Colin Sexton situation with his meniscus, I mean, what are you hearing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just, the thing that I hear isn't so much about when exactly he'll be back, but just that this, you know, this is a really, it's been a tough couple months for him, and it's all tied together, right? Because, like, he didn't get the extension, one of the few in his class not to get one, and that's a tough blow for him. And then this happens, and this is going to impact his earning potential on the open market and what his value is as a restricted free agent next summer. And so that's what I'm hearing, that the injury is significant enough that it's going to impact his value when he looks for that big contract next summer.
Got Joe Vardon joining us here on the show. Joe, so for Evan Mobley, like, they thought he'd be good eventually. That's why they drafted the guy. How did he get so good so quickly? Did that take them by surprise?
Well, I know it took me by surprise. I mean, I remember watching him in summer league, and you could see some of like the spring, right, or the bounce, whatever, you know, whatever fancy word you want to make up for him having a superior jumping ability. But he was frail. He didn't seem to know where to stand, like on an NBA court, and sort of how to mix it up and how to move in and out. And you thought, especially compared to some of the other rookies, you know, that he would take a little bit longer. And instead, he has been fantastic. And I think what is the most surprising to me, given what I just said, is that he does seem to know how to play. Like, there was a play he had last night, and I know he didn't shoot it well, but he's got the ball up on the left side of the top of the key, and he penetrates, he splits defenders, gets right into the lane, and then a second Celtic defender slides over to cut him off, and he finds Valentine in the corner for an open three. And that, I mean, that is a big league major pass, major play. And then the other thing is, he is a shot blocker who doesn't bite on the pump fake and doesn't foul very, very easily. And, I mean, the Cavs just, gosh, I don't know that they've had that since I've been around, really. He's just tremendous. And so, you know, I absolutely think that he brings, at this tender age, he brings things to the table that help this team win that were not there for the last 3 years. And it's remarkable the impact that he's made.
Joe Vaughn joining us on the hotline. Let's talk about Ricky Rubio, who, again, last night, I mean, they had about seven consecutive possessions of no ball movement in the fourth quarter where they hit shots on almost every one of those possessions. And it was a lot of hero ball, but it worked. Rubio hit four threes. He had 28 points and another excellent outing all the way around. Are you surprised by what kind of a season he's having, especially considering last year he was dreadful? Obviously, he had the great offseason with his home country. And do they start to think about an extension here? Do they have the money to do an extension here, considering the cap issues they might be under starting next year?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot there. Let's start with what you said, Anthony, like about the summer, because we were all in Tokyo when the Cavs made this trade. And Ricky was upset about it. He didn't want to be moved out of Minnesota. He didn't want to come to Cleveland. I mean, that's not something that's like on your radar, you know, necessarily. And he's over there in Tokyo when it happens. Like, Spain's trying to win. It was tough for him. And so to see him come over to this organization and, you know, there's the joke all the time about the foreign players who get on their international teams and they play at a much higher level, it seems, than when they're a role player in the NBA. And we're seeing that here with him on the Cavs. He's national team Rubio. And he's been fantastic. You know, I think when it comes to, when you talk about salary cap and contract extensions and all that, I mean, I think the Cavs, they have some wiggle room, certainly, and they can go over the cap to sign their own guys. You know, I think it comes back to what they do with Colin. I mean, what's going to happen with him? Is he moved for what? And then, you know, the next extension eligible guy would be Isaac Okoro. But is he, you know, we need to see what we get out of him. The next guy would be Darius Garland. And he absolutely is an extension guy. Of course you're going to extend him. So you're starting to pay a lot of money there. But I mean, but Ricky's older now, you know. I mean, I don't think they would need to break the bank. It just depends on what, you know, where his interest lies, how comfortable he is here. And I think how far they get, like, do they make the playoffs? If they do, then they'll probably make it again next year. And you know, you feel good about building something in a market that clearly wanted you. So Yeah, that's a fun conversation to have.
And that didn't seem you were having that much fun during it. I got to be honest. Joe Varden joining us on the hotline.
Wait a damn minute.
Joe, let me ask you this, Joe. This is serious now. This is something MLB is dealing with, and the NBA is dealing with. We heard Mark Cuban talk about it earlier this year. I've never gotten so much feedback from people that I know that are diehard Cleveland sports fans that cannot watch the Cleveland Cavs because whatever cable system they have, the regional providers, the carriage agreements, all of that. What is the NBA saying about this? What are the owners saying about this? Because ultimately it is their job to make sure there is a distribution platform that is making their product accessible to all. This is a huge deal, and I'm just wondering what they're saying. What is the commissioner saying about it?
Yeah, I mean, the commissioner is stating the obvious, and he has spoken about this. This is a problem. It is a problem that a league fans cannot see its team in the home market. It's worse in Denver than it is in Cleveland, but I mean, I have friends in Cleveland who can't watch this team and they get made fun of on group chats, but you know, the more people on the group chats that can't see the games, the more it's indicative of a larger problem. So to get serious about this though, Adam Silver absolutely has said that not only is it a problem, but it is making them rethink entirely how they distribute the games. Now, I don't know what that means next, because the league has these contracts with all these regional sports networks, and you know, so long as those contracts exist, the leverage is on the side of the cable company. But as we all know, those contracts will run out, and when they do, I mean, you could see a dramatic change that could really impact what's already happening in the traditional cable industry with people like leaving and cutting cords and going away. I still have cable. I can watch the Cavs at my house, but I know that, you know, that we're kind of behind the times here. And so, you know, I wish I had something more concrete to say, but I can tell you that it's been addressed at the highest level, and the league is actively trying to determine how to totally reshape how they deliver these games, because the old model just isn't working anymore.
Joe, we thank you. We love you. We thank you for the time. All the best.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Joe Varden, NBA writer. Follow him on Twitter, at Joe Varden. Fantastic from him. Yeah, what?
What are we going to do about this?
We're going to talk about it when we come back, because it's hard to be a fan if they won't let you watch them. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.